Welcome to Medical Fun Facts, Episode 16, Blastocystis hominis. Blastocystis hominis is a eukaryotic parasite which may or may not be pathogenic in humans. It's commonly found in feces of people who have no symptoms and has usually been regarded as a commensal microorganism and of no clinical significance. The conventional wisdom is that it reflects exposure or contact with untreated water. In fecal specimens from patients with gastrointestinal problems, Blastocystis hominis is often an incidental finding and of no consequence. However, there are some gastroenterologists and a growing group of alternative medicine practitioners who place great weight on finding Blastocystis hominis in stool. The alternative medicine practitioners, though, go further and find whole stool analysis to be useful. I will do another show on whole stool analysis another time. One of the downsides of modern technology is that with the advent of multiplex polymerase chain reaction, or multiplex PCR, as well as real pathogens like Salmonella, Campylobacter, and Shigella, targets for Blastocystis hominis and Deinotomeba fragilis are included because they can be. We now see more and more people who present with gastrointestinal problems being referred to pathologists for stool examination, and instead of the traditional wet preparation, concentrate, and culture, a multiplex PCR is being performed because it's cheaper and faster. This has resulted in more people receiving reports indicating the presence of Blastocystis hominis in their stool. For the alternative medicine practitioners, I've heard that they take this to mean the presence of Blastocystis hominis as significant, even in the absence of symptoms like severe diarrhea, nausea, colic, bloating, excessive flatus or farting, loss of appetite, and fatigue. To confer significance in the absence of symptoms and then to offer so-called natural remedies is farcical. Much more research is required to discern just which strains of Blastocystis hominis may be important to human pathology, and more work is needed to discourage the use of whole stool analysis, which offers no real value and costs patients huge sums of money. And so ends Episode 16 of Medical Fun Facts. Medical Fun Facts has been accepted in the iTunes podcast store, and if that's the way you prefer to consume podcasts, please search for Medical Fun Facts and subscribe. I've also included a link in the show notes. If you think more people would enjoy this show, please head over to iTunes and give Medical Fun Facts a 5-star rating, and please leave a comment. By doing so, iTunes will rank the show higher and make it easier to find. Thank you for listening to Medical Fun Facts. If you disagree with anything in these podcasts, or if you would like to voice a different view, please feel free to write a comment. If I have said anything incorrect, I welcome correction. Please also feel free to share your comments on social media. I can be found on Twitter at Dr. Gary Lum, that's DrGaryLum. I'm also on Facebook at Dr. Gary Lum, that's facebook.com/DrGaryLum. See you later. Bye.